Have you ever watched a startup throw away 2 years of work and start over? Not because they failed, but because they finally understood the problem? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, Radio Hanger's technology deep dive. And today we're talking about a Swedish company called Heart Aerospace that did exactly that. They had an all-electric 19-seat airplane on the drawing board. Investors loved it, airlines were lining up, and then they scrapped it. What they built instead might actually be the aircraft that proves regional electric flight can work in the real world. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you've hit a milestone worth marking, first solo, instrument ticket, ATP, they make aviation challenge coins that are genuinely beautiful, not novelty stuff. Real craftsmanship built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. Heart Aerospace was founded in 2018 in Gothenburg, Sweden by a guy named Anders Forsland. The original concept was the ES-19 19 passengers, fully electric, designed to fly routes of about 200 nautical miles. On paper, it was elegant. Batteries, electric motors, no combustion, zero emissions in flight. United Airlines put down a deposit for 100 of them. Mesa Air Group signed up for another 100. The hype was real, but here's what most people miss about electric aviation. The physics of batteries has not kept pace with the ambitions of aircraft designers. Lithium ion cells today give you somewhere around 250 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram at the pack level. Jet fuel gives you about 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. That is a factor of 40 difference. Now electric motors are far more efficient than turbines at converting stored energy into thrust. You claw back some of that gap, but not enough. Not nearly enough for a 19-seat airplane to fly meaningful distances on batteries alone. Heart's engineering team ran the numbers over and over, and in the summer of 2022, Forsland made what I think was one of the bravest decisions in electric aviation. He killed the ES-19 and announced the ES-30. Not just a bigger airplane, a fundamentally different architecture. The ES-30 is a 30-seat regional turboprop-class aircraft with a hybrid electric powertrain. Let me unpack what that actually means in engineering terms, because the details matter. The airplane has two electric motors driving propellers, one on each wing. Those motors are fed by a battery pack that provides power for takeoff, climb, and short-range cruise. For routes under 108 nautical miles, roughly 200 kilometers, the airplane can fly on battery power alone. 30 passengers, zero emissions, pure electric. That covers a surprising number of regional routes. Think island hopping in Scandinavia, short connectors in the Pacific Northwest, commuter hops in Southeast Asia. But here's where it gets clever. For longer routes up to 216 nautical miles, about 400 kilometers, the ES-30 carries two small turbogenerators in the rear fuselage. These are essentially compact gas turbines that spin generators to produce electricity. They don't drive the propellers directly. They charge the batteries and supplement the electric motors during cruise flight. The propellers are always driven electrically. The turbogenerators are just range extenders. Think of it like a plug-in hybrid car. Around town, you're on battery. For the long highway trip, the gas engine kicks in. Same principle, dramatically more complex execution. Now, why does this architecture matter? Because it solves the three problems that have killed every other clean-sheet electric airliner proposal. Problem one, range. A pure battery airplane with 30 seats simply cannot fly far enough to be useful on most commercial routes today. The battery energy density isn't there. By adding the turbogenerators, Heart gets real-world range that airlines can actually schedule around 400 kilometers, covers an enormous number of regional city pairs. Problem 2, certification. This is the one that keeps aerospace engineers up at night. The ES-30 is being designed to certify under the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA's 25 regulations. That's the same certification standard as an ATR 72 or a Dash 8. Not a new category, not a special condition, not a light sport workaround, full transport category certification. That matters because it means the airplane can slot into existing airline operations without requiring new pilot types, new maintenance categories, or new regulatory frameworks. You train your ATR pilots on type, and they fly the ES-30.
Problem 3, economics. And this is where the data tells an interesting story. Regional airlines operate on razor-thin margins. The routes the ES-30 is targeting, the 200 to 400 kilometer hops, are often flown by aging turboprops burning expensive, sustainable aviation fuel or conventional jet A. Heart claims the ES-30 will cut direct operating costs by roughly 30% on battery-only routes and about 15% on hybrid routes compared to a conventional turboprop of similar size. That's driven by lower energy costs, electricity versus jet fuel, fewer moving parts in the electric drivetrain, and reduced maintenance on the electric motors compared to traditional turboprop engines. Now, I need to be honest with you about where the caveats start, because this is still an airplane that hasn't flown yet. The first major question mark is weight. Batteries are heavy. The ES-30's battery pack is a significant fraction of the airplane's maximum takeoff weight. HART has been working with battery suppliers to push energy density as high as possible, but any shortfall in battery performance directly translates to reduced range or reduced payload. If the batteries come in heavier than projected or deliver fewer cycles than expected, the economics shift. Maybe not catastrophically, but enough to narrow the business case. Second question, charging infrastructure. For the all-electric short routes, you need high-power charging capability at both ends. We're talking megawatt-class chargers that can turn an airplane around in 30 minutes. That infrastructure does not exist at most regional airports today. Someone has to build it, pay for it, and maintain it. HART has been working with airport partners and energy companies, but this is a chicken and egg problem. Airlines won't commit to electric routes without chargers, and nobody installs chargers without airline commitments.
Third, and this is the big one, timeline. HART originally targeted entry into service around 2028. That's been adjusted, realistically, with the complexity of CS25 certification, supply chain challenges, and the usual flight test surprises. We're likely looking at 2029 or 2030 before paying passengers board an ES-30. EASA certification of a new type with a novel hybrid electric powertrain is not something that happens quickly. There are failure modes that have never been analyzed before: battery thermal runaway in a transport category aircraft, turbogenerator failure modes during electric cruise, power management system certification. The certification test matrix alone is enormous. Let me walk you through some of the specific engineering challenges, because they're fascinating. The battery system HART is using a distributed battery architecture, meaning the cells are spread across multiple packs with independent thermal management, fire containment, and power management. If one pack fails or overheats, it can be isolated without affecting the others. This is similar in concept to how modern electric cars handle battery failures, but the consequences in an airplane are obviously more severe. The thermal management system has to handle not just normal heat generation during discharge, but also the rapid charging scenario on the ground between flights. Fast charging generates enormous heat. Managing that in a weight-constrained aircraft is a genuine engineering challenge. The turbogenerators are another fascinating piece of the puzzle. HART selected a design that prioritizes reliability and simplicity over peak efficiency. These aren't cutting-edge experimental engines. They're derived from proven gas turbine technology, adapted to drive generators. The philosophy is interesting. Use mature, certifiable combustion technology as the backup and range extender, while pushing the boundaries on the electric side where the regulatory path is clearer. The flight control system integrates electric motor Let's talk about who else is in this space, because HART isn't operating in a vacuum. On the pure electric side, you have Eviation with their Alice, a 9-passenger all-electric commuter that's been flight testing. Alice is smaller and shorter range, targeting a slightly different market segment, more air taxi and cargo than scheduled airline service. On the hydrogen side, there's the work we've discussed before with companies pursuing fuel cell propulsion for regional aircraft. And then there are the big incumbents. Both Airbus and Boeing have research programs looking at hybrid electric and hydrogen propulsion for future narrow-body aircraft, but those are 2035 to 2040 timelines at the earliest. The regional segment is where electric and hybrid electric makes sense first, because the distances are shorter, the aircraft are smaller, and the certification path is more manageable. HART's competitive advantage, if they can execute, is that they're targeting the sweet spot. Big enough to matter economically with 30 seats, small enough that current battery technology can actually work for short routes, and the hybrid architecture gives them a fallback for longer routes that pure electric designs simply can't serve. The airline interest is real and worth examining. United Airlines and Mesa Air Group are still in the picture. Air Canada signed a letter of intent. Brathens Regional Airlines, a Scandinavian operator, has committed to the type. These aren't speculative airlines. These are operators flying exactly the kind of routes the ES-30 is designed to serve. Brathens, in particular, operates short hops across Sweden and Norway that are almost perfectly matched to the airplane's battery-only range. Sweden itself is an interesting testbed. The country has a goal of making all domestic flights fossil-free by 2030. The Swedish government has been investing in electric aviation infrastructure. The distances between Swedish cities are short. Stockholm to Gothenburg is about 220 nautical miles. Gothenburg to Malmo is about 140. These are ES-30 routes. There's also a broader point here about how the transition to electric flight might actually happen. I think a lot of people imagine a future where you walk up to a gate and board an electric 737. That's not how it starts. It starts with 30-seat turboprops being replaced on short regional routes. It starts in Scandinavia, in the Pacific Islands, in places where the routes are short and the environmental pressure is highest, and then it scales. Better batteries enable longer range. Larger aircraft follow. The 737 replacement doesn't come from someone building an electric 737 from scratch. It comes from two decades of incremental improvement, starting with aircraft exactly like the ES-30. Now here's my honest assessment. Heart Aerospace has done something that most aviation startups failed to do. They looked at the physics, admitted their original plan wouldn't work, and redesigned around reality instead of around investor presentations. That gives me more confidence in the ES-30 than in a lot of what's out there. The hybrid architecture is pragmatic. The certification path through CS-25 is ambitious but correct. The airline interest is genuine, but, and there's always a but, they still have to build it, fly it, and certify it. The history of clean sheet aircraft programs, even conventional ones, is full of delays, cost overruns, and performance shortfalls. Adding a novel powertrain to that equation only increases the risk. The battery technology has to deliver, the charging infrastructure has to materialize, and EASA has to develop the certification framework for hybrid electric transport aircraft, which they're doing, but it's not complete. If I had to put odds on it, I'd say there's a better than even chance the ES-30 enters commercial service by 2030 or 2031. That's later than Heart's official timeline, but earlier than the skeptics would predict. And when it does, it won't revolutionize aviation overnight. It'll quietly replace aging turboprops on a handful of Scandinavian routes. Pilots will learn a new type. Passengers probably won't notice much difference except that the airplane is quieter. And that quiet beginning is exactly how transformative technologies actually work. The reporting and analysis I drew on today comes primarily from Heart Aerospace's published technical updates, EASA's ongoing rulemaking for hybrid electric propulsion, and excellent coverage from the teams at Aviation Week and Simple Flying. You can find more clear direct segments at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector. Fly curious.